Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you're celebrating Memorial Day. Hope you're enjoying it, having a safe one. And, of course, if it's Memorial Day, one of the things we try to do is visit with our good friend Bob Dillenschneider. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of many, many books, the founder of the Dillenschneider Group, and a leader in the PR and marketing business, communication business for many decades in that whole industry. His new book is called Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed, and he's our good friend. Bob Dillenschneider, welcome back, and happy Memorial Day.
Jim is absolutely thrilled to be on this program on Memorial Day. It's so important.
Well, it's good to have you back. And tell us why you just said that, why you just said it's so important.
This is a program, Jim, as your listeners know, that has dedicated itself to patriotism and to the country and to building and to making tomorrow happen. And that this occurs on Memorial Day is really special. And to have the chance to appear on this program is really special.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I actually wasn't. Believe it or not, folks, I wasn't fishing for compliment. What I thought you were going to say is, tell us why you think Memorial Day. You've reflected on Memorial Day in times past with us. Tell us about what Memorial Day means to you.
Well, Memorial Day is very simple. Although I must tell you, I asked a young person on Thursday what Memorial Day meant to them, and they said it was a 3-day holiday.
Yeah.
I changed their minds on that.
Good for you. I know we could count on you, Bob.
We sat down and we talked about what Memorial Day meant, and I told this young person that people had given their lives, tens of thousands, of hundreds of thousands of people had given their lives to support this country, to support our way of life, to support democracy, and to show the rest of the world what this is really all about, and how they too can prosper, by the way, if they want to. And as Andy Rooney said on CBS last night, they didn't really give their lives. Their lives were taken.
Right.
They were killed in battle. That's what happened on Memorial Day. That's why Memorial Day is so important.
I have numbers here, Bob. I mentioned them last hour, and if, with your permission, I'm gonna recite these quickly. I think it's important. In the American Revolution, we lost over 6,000. In the War of 1812, we lost over 4,000. In the Mexican War, we lost over 4,000. That was the 1846 war, over 4,000. The Civil War, where we fought each other, Bob, almost a 500,000. Very, very near to 500,000.
Unbelievable.
The Spanish-American War, which was the end of the 19th century, approximately 2,500 dead. World War I, 116,516 dead. World War One, World War Two, Bob, 405,399, almost over 400,000. Korean War, 54,000. The Vietnam War, 58,000. And there's still 2,300 almost MIAs. The first Iraq War, there were 293 dead, and so far, just in combat in Iraq, Bob, 3,448 in Iraq, and in Afghanistan, 686. These are men and women, Bob, who basically, because of what they did, they answered the call that their nation made to them. They put themselves in harm's way. It wasn't something they wanted to do. They put themselves in harm's way enough that you and I continue to have the blessings that we do in this country.
It's breathtaking to hear those numbers. It's stunning to hear those numbers. Imagine what life would be like had all those people not given their lives, but they did give their lives, and they made a statement to the rest of the world, and they made a statement to all of us, and we need to take off our hats, sing the national anthem, and honor them on this day.
Sometime today, ladies and gentlemen, slow down, as I've asked you to do all day on this show. I've been saying, slow down. As you gather together with friends and family, Take a moment. You know, get over the embarrassment of interrupting the party, the picnic, the barbecue, or whatever. Get over the embarrassment of that and ask people just to take a moment and think about your thoughts and take a moment and reflect on these people. And you know, Bob, for every person who died, 5 were wounded probably, and 20 more who didn't die or weren't wounded were put in harm's way and went knowing that they could be in harm's way. And so I celebrate those people too, Bob.
No question about it. And as I was at Yankee Stadium yesterday, unfortunately the Yankees lost to the to another team. But as I was at Yankee Stadium yesterday, I saw the Yankees standing in front of their dugout, all standing at attention with their hands or their hearts over their hearts, their hats over their hearts. I saw people with their hats on, and what a stirring sight it was.
Yeah. Who was that other team, Bob?
I'm checking. I'll check the papers this morning.
Stand by. Yankee fans are interesting people, aren't they, ladies and gentlemen? 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bob Dillestetter is our guest. We're celebrating Memorial Day. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for hanging out with me on the site, for going there and checking it out and using the things that we have there. We built them just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog is there. My newsletter, you can subscribe to it there. You can check out, see what a sample looks like. And we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Also, and by the way, if you want to see my thoughts on Memorial Day, you'll get that in this edition of the newsletter if you subscribe this week. And then, of course, the blog, you can subscribe to that too when we have a new post, which we do every week, several a week. We'll send that to you and all the other things there, the knowledge base and the brain trust. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you, including the wisdom of Bob Dillestetter. Bob has deposited many thoughts and perspectives and words of wisdom with us over the years, and Bob is the author of the new book, Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed. Bob, I want to talk about that just for a second. You know, I've been reflecting. I've been around a long time. You're a lot younger than me, but I've been around a long time, and when I think about my perspective on the market, the history of the marketplace, as I look at things now, we went through a pretty significant change, a paradigm shift, almost a marketplace paradigm shift when we went from the last century to this century. But it seems to me that we're actually doing that all over again right now. What do you think?
Life, Jim, is never going to be the same in the future as it was over the last 20 years. And it's largely it's a reason the economy has changed. But what we're going to be able to experience, what we're going to be able to learn, what we're going to be able to put into our daily lives is going to be completely different from what it was in the past, and we'd all better get ready for that right now.
What do you think is going to? What do you think? You're saying the last 20 years, and I'm actually granularizing it even more than that. By that I mean I think that 2010 is going to be significantly different from 2008. I mean, I think we're in the middle of another shift, not just from the my Underwood 5 typewriter to a computer, and from a Hayes modem to a broadband connection. I mean, other things that I think that where we're going next year is going to look a lot different than it did 2 years ago.
I think you're right, and I think that's a really good reason we're talking about this on Memorial Day, because the bottom line is that a lot of men and women gave their lives to create the life we have today. Yep. We are going to have to totally readjust that right now, and I think Memorial Day is a good day to look into ourselves and recognize that. We're not going to be able to have the same kind of largesse and the same kind of access that we used to have. There was a guy named Osama bin Laden who changed our lives on 9/11. Now we have to go through airports and take our shoes off. Mm-hmm. Our freedom has been curtailed. We're never going to have that back again.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the thing about terrorism, the definition of terrorism is creating chaos. And chaos can be defined in little bitty increments or big increments, right? And
that's exactly what
you're talking about right now. A big instrument is a building comes down. A little instrument is that, you know, you have to take your belt off to go through the airport. But every day that happens, every time that happens, that's another form of terrorism. But Bob, what do you think about the defining down of that? I mean, now the Obama administration has done away with the concept of the war on terror. What do you think about that?
The war on terror is with us every day, and as you know, we do a trend report, and we go to various hot spots in the Middle East and elsewhere to learn about what's going on. The war on terror is with us. It's not going to go away, and no matter what the administration currently says today and Obama says, there are people out there that want to kill us, and we'd better be aware of that, alert to that, and be prepared to deal with it. The North Koreans just last night set off a huge nuclear bomb. The reaction, that was an underground bomb. But the reactions to that blast around the world over the next couple of months are going to be huge. We better get ready. This is a very serious matter we're dealing with right now.
The people who want to do us harm were not influenced one way or the other by Guantanamo or waterboarding or Abu Ghraib or the attack, you know, the conquering of the Iraq and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. The people who don't like us and who want us to fail, Bob, those are just details to them, aren't they?
Just details to them. But I'm glad you brought up Gitmo and Guantanamo. The number of people waterboarded in Gitmo is three. It's not hundreds. It's not dozens. It's three, and those are three of the worst. And if you took what happens in the French prisons and the Italian and German prisons and the Turkish prisons. Waterboarding is nothing compared to what takes place there. We were aiming at trying to get information that is aimed at saving the lives of the airmen, soldiers, and sailors that are out there giving their lives every day.
Yep.
That's the reason we waterboarded. We probably should have done more.
Well, I think I agree with you. And one thing about this country that's somewhat to our credit, Bob, and somewhat to our detriment. We are a country that self-evaluates. We're a country that wrings its hands over its own behavior. And yet, as Colin Powell once said, we're the only country who, when it conquers a nation, requires only enough land for itself to bury its dead. I mean, that's a nation unique on planet Earth, Bob.
I am thrilled that we constantly look at ourselves and say, did we do the right thing? And that's the right thing to do. But I'm also thrilled that we're still doing the right thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bob Dillon-Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom of Bob Dillon-Snyder. He and I will be right back. One more segment after this one. Happy Memorial Day, folks. Slow down 5 miles an hour today and stop and think just for a moment about who paid for what you and I have today. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Memorial Day is today. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're having a good one. I hope you have a safe one. Let's slow down just a little bit. Think about the people who paid the price, but also the people who paid a price, but maybe not their life. They were injured. Or maybe those who put themselves in harm's way and weren't asked to pay the price, the ultimate price, but they still did. Let's celebrate those people because, you know, we live in a world where a lot of Americans. Bob Dillon-Snyder, by the way, is our guest, folks. Bob, we live in an environment here in America where basically, you know, we're fat, dumb, and happy in America. You know, we're safe and. You know, we depend on other people to take care of us, and yeah, there's some danger out there. But what are the chances, Bob, it's really going to happen to me? So that attitude is not one of this. I fear that attitude is not going to serve our nation long term. What do you think?
I think it's happening to all of us right now, and I think that if we don't wake up and recognize that our life is going to be different, we're going to have to make sacrifices we have not made over the last 20, 30 years, we're going to be in trouble.
What's gonna happen to our young? Now you've got children, you've got sons, and I've got children in the younger generations who don't read newspapers, I don't know where they get their news, but and the newspapers, you know, sometimes the newspapers are, you know, the quality is not all that high, but what are we going to do when the nation is being run by people who've gotten their news from the Comedy Channel and John Daly's show? What's going to happen to our nation then?
We have to find a way to, and the key, by the way, is schools. We have to find a way to get young people interested in what's going on around them, because if we don't, the nation is going to suffer badly. Young people have to recognize the consequences of what's taking place and what they personally can do about it. I think there's a big chance right now. Young people want to do something. They want to learn. They want to do something. But we need to provide the means for them to do it, and that starts with education.
Well, that's right. But I'll tell you, we've got to make sure that we teach our kids history and civics, and we imprint upon them some of the things. Okay, I know I'm an old fogey, Bob, but there are some things that I stand for that I think are classic, that I think are enduring, and that should endure through to my children.
Well, I completely agree with that, and you're not an old fogey. I'm glad you said you're a little bit older than me. I'm not sure it's true, but I think there are enduring values, and we're reflecting on them today. Here
Bob, the Dillard Schneider Group, tell us a little bit about your company and how we can find you online.
The Dillard Schneider Group, www.dillardschneidergroup.com, of course. We were very happy last month. We had 800 hits online. That apparently is a record. We've never had a website until now.
I finally shamed you into it a year or so ago.
You did. You beat on me for several years, and we finally got it. But I'm optimistic about the future, Jim. I think that this is a great country. It's a great people. We stand for great things. I think if young people accept it, and I think they do, and move to a higher level, it's going to be very exciting.
Well, are you concerned about the level of involvement of our government in the marketplace?
Our government shouldn't be in the marketplace. Our government is a government, and that's not private enterprise. And I'm worried our government's going to have an effect on small business. You know, with all the things that have been done, the TARP, the stimulus, all the rest of it, very little of it has been aimed at small business.
Almost none.
Focus for your
Almost
show.
None.
Almost none. And that's a real problem. That should be corrected.
I've reported on this. I've written about it in my blog, in my articles. It's a shame, and we're spending billions of dollars to save a few hundred thousand jobs in one industry, but yet there are 70 million members of the small business industry that have gotten short shrift from the government. But you know, the truth is, Bob, and I said this on television the other day on the Fox Business Channel, you know, Alexis Glick asked me, what should the government do? And what I said was, we don't want the government to give us anything. Well, all we want them to do is get out of our way and leave us alone.
If they would. I mean, the people that are going to lead us out of this recession are small business. That's where it's going to happen.
Yep. Well, what small business owners have to do, we got to get organized, ladies and gentlemen. Because, as I said on that television show, if small business could get organized, we could own the world. We could rule the world. Bob Dillard Schneider, thanks for being here on Memorial Day once again. Thanks for your wisdom. Thanks for your leadership in the marketplace.
It's a great privilege. Thank you very much.
Bob Dillard Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. Robert L. Dillard Schneider is the name on the book, Power and Influence, which is one of Bob's many books. He's written many, many others, and as we've told you about in the past. So look for his books wherever books are sold, and pick one out that you think you'll like, and buy two. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and my heroes from the men and women in the military. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.